The top moments of the week on the thing. The week that was. Seriously, I mean, two of y'all should be in jail.
What?
Well, you committed crimes. Antoine committed crimes. Yeah, both.
Or did I?
Wow. Yes, you did. Yes. Or did you? Yes, you did. And a very uncomfortable nickname to round out the top moments of the week. But yeah, criminal activity. And it wasn't just Antoine. Monica started it with her criminal activity. Theft of CVS bucks.
Oh.
Steals them from a mama. Monica steals her mom's CVS bucks.
No, those family bucks.
Moocher. It's not family bucks.
Oh, you did talk about that.
It's family bucks.
So it's family bucks. So you go in and your name is on the account too because it's a family account?
I lived at the house, and so I use our home phone number.
Do you do that for other houses you've lived in randomly? Just to let people know, hey, I used to live here.
Can your mom use yours? Like your reward points?
Well, she wants that because we have family bucks, and we as a family use that same number.
Could she use like your Kroger gas points?
Yeah, can she?
Bedford doesn't have a Kroger.
No, if she.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Wow.
Family bucks. We talked about this before. It is all family bucks.
For you. Nobody else.
They got to get to CVS first then.
Monica's family share plan. Share with me. I don't share with you.
Exactly. This is a one-way street, it seems like.
Criminal activity. Theft. You're not the only one to steal, though. Antoine stole from the movie theater.
I was a victim.
You were a victim.
I'm circumstance.
Kids, don't be like Antoine. Please don't do these things. He's a bad person, and karma will get him. He went to the movies. Line was very long.
It was.
And he started to pull the Do You Know Who I Am card around here. Did you do a finger wag to the person who worked there?
I think he did.
Come here. Come here, young child.
I walked over to them.
So you cut into line to ask a question, that sort of thing. Said, do you know who I am? I'm too busy for this. I need to get into this movie right here, right now. And they said, fine, just go ahead and buy the ticket on your app. And we trust you, Antoine. Go in there and just buy the ticket on your way, which you never did because, quote, the Wi-Fi was bad. And then that's not it. I mean, just all of his arrogance of where he chose to park and just announcing to the world who he was. It was a very, very despicable moment for you.
It was the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi was slow.
You probably didn't even park, did you?
The ticket.
You just parked on the steps or something.
Handicap space.
I don't think he even took that. He just went right congregation. To the line. He drove up to the line.
Why is my congregation turning against me?
He actually
today?
Drove right into the lobby of the movie theater, smashed through the window.
You know
and get out of the way. Antoine Terrell at K92 needs to see a movie. I would just like to congratulate you on what
you.
I believe is, as far as I can remember, the most despicable confession we've
and
had.
And no
so,
shame. No
Wait
shame.
A minute. No I didn't do all see, those things.
Sure did.
So congratulations. You win a prize. You know what that prize is?
What do I get? What do I get?
Purgatory.
Oh,
yeah, see you there.
Is that what this place is called?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's one of those ones we're going to, you know, when you pull down wallpaper and you see little notes from people, it's going to say, welcome to Purgatory.
Yes.
Oh my God, I had no idea. Top moment of the week. After these two crimes, we try to cleanse and we go back to childhood and nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica, I guess
that was just unfortunate.
Very uncomfortable nickname, according to Monica. We were talking about roosters.
Yes.
Roosters here on the K92 Morning Thang. I think it was a lightning bolt category or something, or a hot potato. I don't know. We were talking about roosters, and then this happens. What I will say about a rooster that makes a rooster awesome is when you're discussing a rooster, you are allowed on the radio to say things like how roosters have a coxcomb.
They do.
Yes, they do. It's right
there.
They have
a coxcomb.
Yeah, and that's what it's called.
That was my nickname. It was my family nickname. Because everyone has a nickname in the family.
Wait, Rooster was your nickname.
Yes.
It wasn't the other one.
Oh, I thought it was the other one. I was like, that's an interesting nickname.
Oh, what you just said? No.
Interesting.
Monica
nickname.
Brooks could be seen walking around Stanton River High School with a little comb.
Like, no.
Who's next?
No, that name.
Does anyone need their hair done?
Rooster. Not that, no.
On picture day, it's Monica walking around taking care of everybody.
No, Rooster. You know, we get up early and sometimes, you know, my mouth just starts... Yeah. Going, but my brain's not firing.
Don't you dare try to imply that
rooster.
We heard
exactly.
that wrong.
I said rooster.
Yeah. You said,
totally
you did, not say rooster.
Did that wrong.
Rooster. Yeah, that was wrong.
Let me refer back to the tape here. On the radio to say things like how roosters have a coxcomb. Okay, you see what we have
there? Chickens
you see what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They do.
Yes, they do. It's
we
right
have
there.
A coxcomb.
Yeah, and that's what it's called.
That's my nickname. Yeah, that was just unfortunate right there.
That had nothing to do with that, Zach. We did nothing.
That was unfortunate. Yeah.
So again, just running around on school pictures.
Rooster.
Rooster was her nickname. The top moments of the week.